This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will get back into the big story of the day just a couple minutes from now. A couple audio clips from Kirk Cousins from the release of the Quarterbacks documentary on Netflix. I think all the episodes are out, so you can binge it if you want. I watched the first episode this morning. I will say, like, you know, as much as part of it, from our perspective, was watching it to see what he would say. Mm-hmm. Those shows are just fun to watch.
They are.
Like,
they do. I love watching them all. Yeah. And I watch them all.
Yeah, you do. You watch all of them.
Yes.
Except for
I didn't
the
watch
sprinter one.
The sprinter one.
Yeah.
And the receiver one.
The receiver one.
Yeah, I was like, I'm okay.
Similar vibes.
I was like, all right. Whatever, dude.
Yeah, I watched the first episode of the sprinter one, and I was like, I want to root for Noah Lyles at the Olympics. I don't want, if I watch any more of this, I'm not going to be. I'm going to root for the Jamaican guys. We'll get to Brandon Adams in 20 minutes as well, 15 minutes actually. Talk some Georgia football with him, and then we'll wrap things up with an AMA as we always do.
Dude, I was talking, man. Jeff Teague be tripping. He got some of the funny stories. But that damn Behan, the one of the co-host guys, he's not funny. He might be the most funniest, don't mean to be funny people I've ever heard. Maybe it's his laugh. I don't know what it is, but that dude is so damn funny. Jeff was just telling a story about Lawrence Frank, who was the general manager with the Clippers.
Okay.
Well, remember he was a coach with the Pistons. The Pistons or something.
He's been around.
Yeah. And, Teague was talking about how he cooked. He was cooking him, and he's talking trash to the dude. And so it's time for agency. See, the Clippers were interested. Say, Ty Lue wanted him. Everybody wanted him except for Lawrence Frank because of what he did. And he said, Lawrence Frank comes up, tells agent, yeah, he's not that good. He doesn't bring anything to the table. I was like, are you serious? Like, grown men holding a grudge. Jeff Teague could have helped y'all.
Yeah.
Jeff Teague could have helped y'all.
Jeff Teague's a nice point guard.
Yeah, he could have helped y'all, man. But yeah, that damn Behan is the funniest one.
He just tells the
story. Like, he's been in every scenario ever.
Jeff Teague.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ever.
But not only that, like, he's more than happy to talk about
it.
Which is like, that's what makes it so great.
Yeah.
The other part of it, too, is he talks about himself. Sometimes he'll like, be confident and like talk about his career like in the light that it probably should be. He has a nice career in the NBA.
Yeah.
A lot of times he talks about himself as if he was just some bum.
Yes.
And it's like he has like zero ego at all about telling stories about his career, which is great, and it makes it so funny. it's a really entertaining podcast to listen to. I don't watch the podcast, but I watch the clips.
Dude,
it's
so funny, man. Okay, Bronny James and Cooper Flagg, Summer League tickets are selling for a historic amount. The lower bowl tickets are $650.
What? Lord.
Courtside tickets are going for $2,500.
What? This is the Vegas one? Or yeah, is this
I'm assuming it's Vegas.
There was such little on last night. I watched I like accidentally kept on 5 minutes of the Summer League last night. I was like, what the hell am I doing? Put on a movie or something.
Yeah, man.
Summer, $2,500 to watch Cooper Flagg and Bronny James play a Summer League game against each other? Yes. You got too much money.
You got too much money, dude.
I'm
telling you, dude. You got too much money. But I thought, yeah, Beyonce here this week, because I know Kai wants to go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so she just sent me some for because her and her friend want to go see Beyonce. So I'm like, okay, no problem. So, yeah, peep game, though. It's my graduation present. I was like, what about the other stuff I got you?
Yeah. That already happened, by the way. That was like a month ago.
That was a month ago. You graduated. You didn't graduate a month ago, little lady. But we got tickets to go to that thing.
Oh, wow.
And then my wife's best friend is like Cece is like Beyonce's like she loves her.
She's in the Beehive.
She's all the way in.
She
like
is the Beehive.
Her like that she's one of like who I wedded her married.
Uh-huh.
And the title of the theme of the wedding was On the Run, like Beyonce. Mm. Like she's and so they're supposed to come up and they're all going to the show here. But I'm just like, the difference in...
So this is the Cowboy Carter tour,
yes,
right?
Yes,
so it's kind of geared around the country album that she made, right?
Okay.
Are they dressed in country? Like, is that the... Like, people wearing, like, cowboy hats and stuff?
You don't think...
I don't know.
You know my wife's all about themes.
Okay.
Yes, I would not doubt my wife having some cowboy girl boots or... Do you call women's cowboy boots or cowgirl boots?
I think cowgirl boots.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, so yes, my wife will have some cowgirl shoot zone and a hat. I promise you. I promise you that.
I'll be honest with you.
I promise you. I promise you.
Is it my number one favorite look that my wife has?
With the cowboy boots?
It's top three. Yeah. Cowboy boots, cut-off jean shorts.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Tank top, whatever.
You see that thigh?
Oh, it's just,
It's a lovely vision, man.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a lovely, So we got that. Got the All-Star Weekend. What else is going on this weekend here? Okay.
You and me are working on Sunday.
Oh, that too. Yeah, so guys, we will be at Murph's. 1 to 4 on Sunday, so come hang out with us. And that's what I was just giggling and cracking up about, is the algorithm of Kirk is bringing out Falcon fans, and they are mad.
Yep.
Yes, it's this one. This is one. This selfish, they are mad. They go, man, Devin, I can't stand this. But like, we knew this was gonna happen.
Yep.
We knew this was gonna happen.
And people aren't wrong.
Yes. Yeah. Be mad.
People aren't wrong.
Be mad.
Like, this is exactly what was going to happen when the documentary came out. It was just gonna be stuff we already knew, but him just saying
it.
Yeah. Yep. Him saying it and then you having to relive it.
Yes.
And there's no new football here to take your mind off.
Nothing.
So yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. But it's just funny because
Netflix is gonna have great numbers on this thing.
It's funny as hell, man, because everybody said the same thing. This selfish mother.
This selfish lion misled. All right. Well, let's get to it. That's the big story of the day. Let's get to the big story of the day and everyone's favorite quarterback.
Boy. They hot out there.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. That's what Kirk needed, it seemed like.
Bang.
Bow.
My shoulder started to really throb. So I knew right away, like, okay, this is a little more serious. Once I lost my shoulder and my elbow, I didn't have many more places to lean on to get the power I needed.
The clock is running. They got to be thinking touchdown here. Cousins, tight window, picked off! Tyrann Mathieu!
And the ball game is over.
And it only got worse from there, obviously. Now, he's there talking about the feeling that he had in his shoulder and elbow at halftime of the Saints game.
Yes.
Right? When the injury happened.
Yes.
He went on to play like that for the next month, pretty much. I mean, there were some decent games, but still a lot of interceptions.
What was it, though? 1 in 10 or something like that?
Yeah, 10 interceptions, 1 touchdown over the course of 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And they lost all the games, except for the Raiders game, which, you know.
Is the touchdown of that game.
Is the losingest win I've ever seen in my life. And he lost his job coming off that game, too. Look, it's a lot of confirmation, I suppose, of what we already knew and have talked a lot about. Obviously, it's back in the news because the thing came out earlier today, and people are getting a chance to see it and read the quotes and hear them and all that. And, yeah, I mean, I don't blame any Falcons fan for being – furious about this.
They mad.
And they should be.
Yeah, but it's just funny.
It was a really good year that went sideways because the guy misled the team about his shoulder.
I got a question. I think you might have just addressed it. So are you more mad now than then?
Hmm. You didn't. We didn't know really then.
Really?
We kind of knew. We kind of knew, but we didn't know for sure.
Okay.
Right? Like, you pretty much knew.
Right.
I don't. I'm more mad. That's interesting. That's a great question. I'm kind of done being mad at Kurt because, like, he's the backup quarterback.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, I'm mad that that happened. It's frustrating. I wish it wouldn't have. But I'm kind of more mad at Raheem and Terry now because why didn't you guys step in?
Right.
And also, they're still in charge. So, Kirk, we can at least be like, he's the backup quarterback, so he's on the team. Maybe he won't be by the time the season starts or whatever.
Where are he going to go?
Who knows? Hopefully somewhere. Yeah. But, like, there's a new quarterback now that's where my attention is as far as that goes.
Right.
But the guys whose job it is to not let that ever happen again are still in charge.
Yeah, that's true. And that's what I'm saying. And I think, and we talked to start the show off as far as the differences in certain things you said. I didn't think there was a chance that he was going to stay in Minnesota. But it seems like it was. And the reason he didn't want to be there was because they said they were going to draft a quarterback in the first round.
Right.
He came here. He had to be blindsided by that.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't tell him.
Right.
Meaning.
Yeah, Minnesota told him.
Meaning if the Falcons told him, we're not taking a quarterback.
Right. Now, I don't know if they did that.
But the thing about it is, Andy, look at what they guaranteed you.
Right.
They gave you a four-year deal with $100 million guaranteed and a freaking no-trade clause.
Yeah.
What does it matter who the hell they draft?
Right.
What does it matter who the hell they draft?
Play better or didn't get hurt or then it wouldn't matter now.
It wouldn't matter now.
Yeah, you'd be the starting quarterback still had none of that stuff happened. But yeah, like whether they told him explicitly we're not going to draft a quarterback or not, I think it's fair, and we all made the assumption that he made. You would hope that him and his agent had a little bit more clear communication than we had, just assuming from the outside. But I think it's fair to assume when you get $100 million guaranteed, the team you just signed with probably not going to spend their first-round draft pick on a quarterback.
No doubt. That's why everybody was shocked.
Yeah.
That's why everybody was shocked. And I was never. Now, obviously, you're glad they did this. I was never behind the, we're never going to be in that quarterback-type position again. I was never behind, we're never going to be this low in the draft to take. I'm still not buying that crap. Now, it sounds good.
Yeah.
You'll never be this high. You'll never draft this high again, hopefully. Right. Okay. I understand the confidence. But it turned out you were right about it.
Meaning. Yeah, like, sort of.
Meaning, you got your franchise quarterback.
Yeah. It's like you ended up in a decent situation. Not really, like, I don't know. I guess you get credit if it works, but it's still a head scratcher that's the way that you went about it. I will say this, like, from that standpoint of they did it, Penix is the future, all of that. Can you imagine what this summer would be and the conversation would be right now if Penix wasn't there? And it was like, all right, now you have all this information about Kirk and we have to simultaneously talk ourselves into, like, yeah, you know, it'd probably be better year two after the Achilles. That would suck so much
bad
if that was what this summer was. It was like, well, Kirk will probably be okay coming back off that. Penix wasn't here, he probably wouldn't have lied about his injury.
Yeah.
Probably would have sat down for a couple weeks.
Possibly.
Heinicke plays, he comes back, they make the playoffs.
That's the thing about it, is so many damn tentacles and
there are
what ifs to this whole story.
It's an octopus of a story.
That's why it stinks.
Tentacles everywhere. Yes, it sucks. Hopefully they win. You can win your way out of it. You can win your way out of anything. They're going to have to win their way out of this one. All right, Brandon Adams will join us next. Dog Nation Daily Podcast, talks of Georgia football with BA. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. That's Brandon Adams music. Brandon Adams, Dog Nation Daily podcast host. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. It's always fun now that BA's in studio with us. Just the commercial break conversations. We're talking like insider trading.
Kurt, stay out of prison.
Kirk Cousins committing fraud against the Falcons.
That's how they're feeling out there, man. Yeah. That's how they're feeling out there. And it's just the funniest thing about it, and I said it this morning, was like, we knew all this stuff, but it's the fact that he's actually verbalizing.
That's what it is. Yeah. It's different to sort of know it or read it or whatever. There's just something, I'm sure like neuroscientists can tell us what it is. There's something about hearing the person you're mad at say the thing you're mad at them for.
Yes.
That just changes the reaction. And That's what today's been.
I am jealous of how much self-esteem he has. I could never imagine having enough self-esteem just to sort of be out there with it. Yep, this is what I did. This is how it is. And I'm sort of okay. I still show up every 2 weeks to get my check or however frequently he gets paid. I am super jealous of that level of self-esteem.
Now, there's something to that where it's just like he always tells the truth, maybe more so than he's supposed to, except for about his injury, which is the reason why.
Which is amazing how
kind of the irony of it.
Which is amazing how truthful and stuff he let slip out.
Right.
That he could let that happen.
Yeah, he kept that one secret. That was the one when it was time to keep a secret. He finally could. But that's a great point. It's like, yeah, he's real self-assured just to be out there talking like this.
Just out there, just letting it all hang out. I can't imagine what it must be like.
There's also something about wanting to be on that show twice, right? Like, wanting to be on it in the first place, because a lot of people said no. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know they do documentaries about athletes or celebrities or bands or whatever. Sometimes they're independent. Sometimes people want them made about themselves. And I think there's kind of maybe says something about you if you're like, yes, please come document me.
But to want to
be on it twice.
But how much money do you need? Like, I mean, at a certain point in time, how much do you need your name out there? How much money do you need? And at a certain point in time, you sort of feel like, surely you got to be taken care of by now.
Didn't he get a big Kohl's deal from the first one?
Did he? Probably.
Probably. I think he did. I think he got a big Kohl's deal from the first one because they were talking about how he dressed and everything. So I think he got a nice Kohl's. What is he going for now?
What would it be now? Insider trading protection or something like that.
I don't know.
Anyway, Brandon Adams is here not to talk about that. He's here to talk about Georgia football and college football in general. Next week is SEC Media Days, which is sort of the beginning of all of it for us in this business, certainly you. What have you made of some of the Arch Manning maybe overhype, but then also people reeling it back in other directions, just like the Arch Manning dialogue leading into this season?
So the caveat here is I believe that Manning probably is good. Like, I've talked to enough people who kind of know the situation there. I think he probably is good. And I think the situation last year with Quinn Ewers, because he was such a Texas guy, I think sometimes coaches have a complicated job for reasons beyond just the 11 guys in the field. And I think that Ewers was just sort of destined to be their quarterback last year. However, even if I assume that Manning's probably, you know, a good quarterback, upper echelon within the SEC, some of the stuff we've heard about him lately is asinine. It's almost like bad on purpose. Like, not to, you know, pick on, but like when Paul Feinbaum goes on TV last week.
That was bad on purpose.
Yeah, to say, you know, he's the best quarterback in college football since Tim Tebow. He hasn't even started for a full season yet. He's only got two career starts, and we're already saying that. So as someone who probably believes that Arch probably a pretty good guy, probably going to be a pretty good quarterback, we have now reached the level of praise that's just nonsensical. And I think it's just sort of a human natural reflex to recoil against some of that. So all of a sudden now, I guess I'm sort of talking myself into, well, maybe he's even worse than I realize if he's getting praised this much on TV, because that's clearly taking it way too far. And in comparison to a guy that I normally talk about in Gunnar Stockton, look, Manning's got two starts, Stockton's got the one, but Stockton played six quarters in the postseason last year. Yep. And oh yeah, by the way, one of those was a win against the team that Manning plays for while Arch was standing on the sideline watching it all happen. So, I mean, I even think we're getting to the point now where, other than recruiting ranking coming out of high school and famous last name, why is it exactly that Arch Manning's getting so much love compared to the relative anonymity that Gunnar Stockton has experienced this offseason? Logically, it becomes very difficult to explain.
Okay, Orange just said Kurt goes to great clips in the show. So
That's
what it is. Great clips is going to be.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, usually when you go to SEC Media Days, it's always the coaches you look forward to talking to. Mm-hmm. Maybe sound bites or something like that. It used to be Coach Spurrier, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, is it Lane Kiffin? Is he like that guy that you go to for the possible maybe some humor, maybe some bulletin board material in the offseason?
But here's the weird thing about Lane Kiffin. We probably know people like this in our personal lives maybe. He's not nearly as bombastic in person as he is on social media. Like, he gets those sort of Twitter fingers going, and he's just a lot more entertaining kind of behind the keyboard than he is in real life. So I don't know that he delivers in person the way that he delivers on social media. I think the big thing this year is we've had a relatively quiet few off seasons in terms of SEC, you know, like firing squad, stuff like that. I mean, I think there are a bunch of SEC coaches that could be gone at the end of this year. And so I just think that there's a lot of how do you stay off the hot seat? How do you win to make people happy? I mean, we've even kind of thrown Hugh Freeze into that lately because of how badly they've been recruiting. Mm-hmm. That there are a lot of coaches who I think next week are going to be really facing some tough questions in a way that we haven't had SEC media days in a little while. This is going to be, to me, kind of an old school throwback to the intensity of SEC media days of the past, where it's sort of like win now or else for a lot more coaches than we've probably said in a few years.
That's a good point. Is there any first year SEC head coach?
Nobody in the first year.
Yeah, that's unusual. Normally somebody has been fired. All right, perfect time of year to do this. Hot seat rankings. Like, who do you think is on the hottest seat?
Well, I think Napier's on the hottest seat because he probably had to really rally to save himself a year ago. And it's also probably the most interesting. But guys like Mark Stoops, probably gone, I believe, at the end of this year. Sam Pittman, I think there's a very good chance that Pittman would like to retire and move on if he possibly could. Think about a guy like Brian Kelly. Not going to get fired necessarily, but he's had, you know, Jaden Daniels won the Heisman Trophy. You know, he's had a lot of, like, opportunities for success. Hasn't really put it together. I mean, you can start rolling through this. It doesn't take you very far to get to, like, five or six coaches who I say their status for next year is certainly not certain.
What about when you look at from a Georgia standpoint, because of Gunnar and everything, do you look at – we're definitely not a damn underdog, but do you look at it under the radar Georgia team, like one of the most under-radar teams that Kirby's had?
Yeah, they're definitely not getting national attention right now from, like, the media, but they're still going to be a preseason top five team. Their win projection is still, along with Alabama and Texas, the highest in the SEC. So there's a little bit of a disconnect. For whatever reason, you know, the sort of – prevailing media conversation right now is not mentioning Georgia very much, but when the polls come out later on this summer, Georgia's still going to be in the top five. What I think is interesting, you know, a couple of years ago, Kirby Smart openly acknowledged at media days, hey, we're coming off a national championship. People want to know if we're going to be complacent, basically owning what he thought the elephant in the room was. Well, this year it's a lot of people don't think this offense was very, you know, didn't really think this offense was very good a year ago. That's an area where they need improvement. How much of that does Smart just sort of own from the podium? And, you know, he usually has his little mantras, his little catchphrases. Mm-hmm. How much of that is sort of, you know, reflected on the need to be better from where they kind of fell short a year ago? In the past, sometimes Kirby has just sort of admitted what everybody sees with their own eyes.
I think it'll be interesting to notice how much of that he does next week, because at the end of the season last year, he did kind of sidestep, I thought, some of that just a bit.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because we won't talk to you before Georgia Day, next Tuesday, before he talks and all that. Like, what do you expect his direction of his sort of State of Georgia speech and all of that? Because you know what it is, mm-hmm. that you get to stand up there and sort of declare some things or yeah. slogan, like you've said right. in the past. Like, he always has a pretty clear messaging at SC Media Days. What do you expect that to be?
I hope it's related to, like I said before, offensively this team was a big dip in 24 compared to where it had been in 2023. And I hope he just owns that for the need for improved running game, for the need for improved offensive line, and just score more points. Georgia just didn't score it. Against a tougher schedule, of course.
Yeah.
They just didn't score a ton last year compared to what we've seen Georgia do in the years prior to that. That's the part I hope he owns.
When you going back to Napier and everything, do you think because he got the young quarterback, if the record isn't where they need it to be, but the young kid plays well, is that another one of those things where he's just scrapping? Because going back to what you said about Sam Pittman, we were all like, well, Sam Pittman's losing his job. And all of a sudden he comes back. Do you think that's that? Can a player say they coach his job, even though the win-loss might not be there?
Well, I think the vibe around Florida is a little different now because they did win the basketball championship. So maybe that kind of puts the fans in a good mood. But the flip side of this, though, is I would say that the athletic director, Scott Strickland, is typically also kind of mixed up in this too, because he hired Napier after having to fire the previous coach he also hired in Dan Mullen. So Strickland could have gotten mixed up into some of this too, where people are now questioning him. But the fact there's a basketball championship, perhaps that saves him a little bit. And now you can kind of evaluate Napier on his own. It's a very tough schedule again, but they need to win more games this year than they did a season ago.
Yeah, you don't normally get to hire a third head coach.
Not after.
Brandon, thank you.
Appreciate it,
baby. We'll talk to you next week at SEC Media Days. That's Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. We'll come back with an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Great calls yesterday. Let's do it again. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Up. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll start with John, who's in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hey, John.
Hey, I have a question. Did anybody ever ask, remember you talking about Shohei Ohtani and could he watch TV in jail, his guy?
Yeah.
Did anybody call in to say what goes on in federal prison?
No. Do you want to?
Okay. Well, this, yeah.
Okay.
When you get, like, I was in L.A., and it was like, we had basic cable, and you had to be in your cell at 9:30, lights out at 9:30. But then when I got to Atlanta, I went to the camp, and, life, you had to be in your unit at 10 p.m., but you could watch cable all night long if you wanted to.
Okay.
All right, John.
Appreciate it, John.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on. One more. Oh, Randy.
Sure, yes.
Sure.
Were you old enough to go to Gentleman's Club on Piedmont and Ellis?
You better believe it, homie.
Okay. That was the best. I'll be telling everybody back in the day, that was the best strip club ever.
You better believe that.
But I know you a vet too.
You better believe that.
All right.
Thank you, John.
All right. Appreciate it.
Hi, John.
Hell yeah. My brother almost got thrown out of damn Gentleman's Club.
Where was it?
Gentleman's Club. It's right over here. But oh no, dog. GC? Oh yeah, it's go down. But yeah, his ass. And again, 21 years old. Up here, you know, we got a little money, but not a lot of money.
Right.
And this fool taking dollars off the ground and retipping.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a no-no.
Man. Yeah, dog.
That's a no-no.
Toss his ass up out of there.
Now, I'll be honest with John. I don't know what – I'm glad he shared that information with us.
Yeah.
I don't know what conversation led to that.
I don't know. I think we were – when Shohei did something in his – it is but the guy who robbed him is in jail.
Okay. Can he watch it on TV
or something? I think that's what it was, right?
I talked about it on the back page how
– Okay.
He had the ability to watch – it was something Shohei had just done. What did he just do?
I must have been.
Was he pitched?
Was that when I was gone that week? I must have missed it.
Is it when he came back and pitched or something?
Made the All-Star game.
It was something.
He made his pitching debut for the Dodgers. Debut.
That's what it was.
Because he has not pitched for them since, like since he joined them.
Oh, he hasn't?
Until this season.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, yeah.
I feel like if I was in prison and I could watch TV all night, I probably would most nights.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, what else?
Nothing else to do.
Yeah. Do some push-ups.
Maybe some squats.
Some burpees,
yeah. Try to stay fit.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Try to stay fit and loose.
Hopefully
what you
be
watching?
I'm trying not to do that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, my bad.
That's exactly the opposite of what I'm trying to stay.
Yeah, stay fit. Yeah, just stay fit. No, you don't.
There we go. We got there. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo. There's a bunch of phone lines available if you want to jump on. Hey, Mo.
Randy, what's going on, fellas?
Hello, Mo.
Hey, look, so I'm on lunch break real quick, and look, so I heard y'all talking about the Kirk Cousins and the quarterback thing.
Yep.
So I came up with an analogy.
Okay.
And I want to see if y'all understand the analogy and have y'all gone through this situation. So you asked Randy or you asked Andy if he was more mad now. Mm-hmm. Now, I equate it to this. When your child did something or when you did something when you was little and your parent asked you, you know, if you did it and they told you, if you tell me the truth, everything going to be all right.
Right.
But if you lie, you're going to be in more trouble, which basically meant they already knew what you did, which Falcons fans already knew that Kurt was hurt. We just wanted you to just come out and say it instead of giving us the flim-flam. Mm-hmm. So when we see it on the video and you telling us that you were hurt, yeah, we're more pissed off now. Mm-hmm. So when was the last time, like, your child, or was there a situation where you lied to your parent and you got in more trouble than you would have been in if you just told the truth?
All the damn time.
It's a good analogy, though. It's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Like, if you just tell the truth, we'll be less mad, which isn't
all the way true.
All the way true, but at least you give the kid the opportunity to, you know, kind of have a, you know,
a
chance to be morally right or something. Yeah. I don't know. Like, my kids are kind of too young to lie about important stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, Lily will, you know, maybe she had two cookies and she said she had one or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not really doing corporal punishment for that one.
Yeah.
My mom's found out about more stuff that I lied about when I was a kid on this radio show.
Oh, yes.
Than any other thing.
And
it's to the statute of limitations is up. I'm 40 now. She can't be mad at me.
No, she can't be mad at you. My biggest thing is with my kids. It's you know, it's more or less the phone thing. It's like, you know, you got times, you know, how long you got to be on the phone and everything. I already know. All right. But one thing I try to tell you is this, dog. Even if I don't know, she knows. Mm-hmm. And when she knows, it's a lot harsher when she knows than when I know. I'm just letting you know this, bro. Mm-hmm. All right. So what you need to do is you need to stop. All right. Stop and think about that. Okay. Just go to sleep. Just go to sleep because they be up all night. You walking upstairs your room while I'm coming downstairs like your ass just got off the damn midnight shift.
Oh.
Like, dude.
Brutal. Can't live like that.
What the hell are you doing?
You're just turning into a nocturnal creature.
Go out of sleep.
You don't want to do that.
I got to sleep.
Here's the thing Lily is about to start getting in trouble for, though, because Jack still can't quite snitch. Like, he can talk, but not well enough to be like, yeah, Lily hit me in the head with that toy.
Yeah.
She'll do it, and you'll know it. There's a different type of cry, and when they're in the other room, it's like, why did Jack just start crying?
Yeah.
Why is Lily acting all innocent?
Yeah.
But she pushed him down. Oh. But then she'll be like, no, I didn't. He fell. It's like, maybe he did. And then I'm like, just no. He's real close to being able to tell the truth. Like, we're a couple months away from when you push him down, he's going to say, Lily did it, and then the jig is up.
Right after that, he outgrows her.
Yep.
Well, that's what I keep telling her. Like, I know this seems impossible, but at some point, this little guy is going to be able to pick you up over his shoulder and toss you off the porch.
Yes.
So be nice to him because it's going to happen. You guys are too close in age. Like, it took my brother till I was like 20 to where he was the same size as me. Jack's going to be bigger than Lily in the next decade. So it's coming. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Man, real quick, when I was young, I'm the runt. All my brothers are like 6 foot, 200 something, and I'm like 5'10", 180.
Me too, and they never let me hear the
when
end
I
of
was
it.
Like, when I was like 7 or 8, they put me in the dry dog and turned it on. My dad beat all of them. Turned it on. I thought I was going to die, but anyhow. Brandon, this for
you. Glad you didn't.
It was terrible, man. It get hot quick, man. It was awful, man.
I bet.
It was awful.
I bet.
But I'm getting excited for football season. Randy, you're the closest I know to somebody that's gifted to make it to the NFL. So high school for me, you know, dummies, Oklahoma, tackling drills. What do they expect when they get to training camp? Like, hitting, blocking, is it always like 7-on-7? But how does training camp go?
As far as, like, the NFL?
Yeah.
Oh.
With tackling.
There ain't no tackling. Yeah, ain't no tackling. I think that the threes tackle. They like, because, you know, a lot of times when doing training camp, very rarely does, like, the third team of young guys get a lot of on reps.
I see.
And so usually at the end of practice, you'll have like a live scrimmage with them. But no, I think we did Oklahoma 3 times in the league.
In the NFL?
Yeah, but it wasn't us. It wasn't. It wasn't us. No. It was two little young fellas that got in there and did that and stuff like that. But no, it's practice. What they do now is country club, but you know, it was 3 hours of hell, pretty much. You know, in the sun and all that. Now it's country club. It's hell now. Hey, what's that? Oh, water. Hell, you mean you get a whole period to drink water?
They switch stations a lot.
Yeah, you got a whole damn. You got a whole period. I drink water while you go and take your reps. You come out and get water. Come back and do the reps. Now, whoop. I'm assuming that, and I know my man Rob, what he'll say to me about that. Well, Randy, we got all kind of people that go through the hydration
sports
and all
science.
Those things. Different when you were there, all right? They're not limping like you, Randy. Like, Rob, stop.
Like, you guys didn't know that you needed to drink water.
Yeah, yeah. They
know in order to stay hydrated.
And I'm going
to
say something to Rod. He's going to say the same thing like I was saying.
You
know what it is, Randy. Yeah. Come on. We got guys. We got specialists that specialize in water, Randy.
Here's the thing. They spend so much damn money on that, they have to do that. We just spent $15 million last year on hydration research.
Yes.
We have to do it.
Yes.
Otherwise, we're wasting the money.
Yes.
Deontay. I don't know where you are, Deontay, but you're up.
Hello.
Hello, Deontay.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm from Carrollton, Georgia.
Carrollton.
Nice.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We got you.
I've been a Georgia fan ever since Reggie Brown. I'm about 30.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just want to ask y'all guys' opinion on how y'all think the offense this year should look with Gunner starting taking over. That's my only question, you guys.
All right. Well, thanks, Deontay.
Right, Reggie Brown. I talk about Reggie all the time. One of the top five athletes I've ever played with in my life. That dude was just freaking different. Just a different type of athlete. I honestly think they'll be fine. I do. I think when we talk about the scoring and the lack of production, they couldn't catch the ball. How many big plays were dropped last year?
They
led the nation in drops. Yep. There was over 1,000 yards of drop yardage. Mm-hmm. That leads to points. Mm-hmm. So, I think they'll be fine.
Drop quarterback play wasn't very good last year.
I think they'll be fine.
I think they will, too. It is going to be interesting just because there's so many new faces. Yes. New quarterback, new running backs, bunch of new receivers. Like, it's going to be, you're going to need the first couple weeks to really get used to who they are and who the go-to guys are and stuff like that.
And we got Marshall and – who else in the first game?
Yeah, there's going to be some opportunities to get their feet
wet. Yeah, we need these. We don't need to be in the
opening against Clemson.
Yeah, we don't need to be in Mercedes-Benz to start the year this year.
It's nice to have a little softer launch this year. Paul is in Sugar Hill. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Great show today.
Thank you, Paul.
I want to make a statement. I'm not mad at our $40 million quarterback for trying to keep his job, but I want to pose a question to y'all.
All right.
What do you think the preseason games are going to pan out for the Falcons? And how are they going to – are they going to get Penix? You know, are they going to let him play all four games, risking maybe an injury to him? Well, I mean, what – you know, it's going to be funny on how they operate during the preseason game. So I'm going to hang up listening and see what y'all think about that.
Paul, funny is the absolute perfect
because we talked about it already.
It's going to be funny.
You remember when I said that? I was like, Andy – are they going to put Kurt in with number twos?
They're going to have to.
They're going to have to.
I mean.
They're not going to put him with the twos.
They'll put the third string quarterback in there?
Yeah.
Because you can't really run the risk of getting Kirk injured either.
Yeah. They're not going to put
him. And Penix won't play because then nobody plays in the preseason.
Yeah, which sucks.
It does suck.
It sucks. And again, I'm one of those who, because I look at patterns. I'm not one of the, they need to play in the preseason because of this. You look at the games. They stink.
Yeah, it takes them until October to look like an NFL offense.
But the thing about it, I don't want to confuse it with because you played 18 plays, you're going to be better. You know what I mean? I don't ever want to go there because 18 plays ain't going to get you ready for the season.
No, but it can help.
It can it?
I don't know. Why do it then?
Exactly. That's why they don't play them because I don't want to do it. They don't even want to do it. They got to evaluate the young guy.
But
they try to convince us that the preseason is for five roster spots, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What I do know is that I'll be surprised if Penix plays much. He might play a little, but why? I mean, not much.
Yeah.
But yeah, then the backup quarterback normally plays.
Yeah.
Which would be funny is the word. Funny would be appropriate. I hope he's not on the team by then.
Yeah.
Saying that.
It'd be funny.
I keep saying that, and he keeps being on the team.
Yeah.
Nate's in Woodstock. Hey, Nate.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Nate.
Hey, I had a question. So what do y'all think? I know it's a contract year for Kyle Pitts. So say he balls out maybe by week 6 or 7. Do y'all think we should keep him and sign him to a contract or trade for somebody like Mark Andrews?
I love Mark Andrews. I still can't believe they're still talking about getting rid of him up there. But, he is getting older and all that. But
Kyle Pitts is balling out in week 6, he's not signing a contract.
No.
Kyle Pitts is trying to get to free agency.
Yes, Kyle Pitts is trying to get to another football team.
He's trying to get to the open market.
Yes, and if I'm Kyle Pitts, I'm trying to get to the open market also.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Have a year like he had his rookie season or even potentially better than that?
Yes, I'm trying to.
Another team will quickly forget those 3 years in the middle and give Kyle Pitts a very big contract.
Yes, there's no way.
But if the suggestion was like, do you try to sign him mid-season to an extension?
No.
He wouldn't do it.
There's no way I'm doing it.
He wouldn't do it. He'd be costing himself money. And then as for how you replace the position, at that point, I don't know. I mean, draft.
Draft probably.
Maybe as a free agent
offseason. I would go draft somebody.
Yeah.
I love Mark Andrews, but Mark getting up there and coming off them injuries and stuff.
Right. I just hope he has a really good year there.
Yes.
Because I would hate for his Ravens career to end on the last play that their season ended on last
year. It was awful.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Oh. Andy only had one butt this week. Andy has a lot of mean emails in his drafts.
I do. I write them and then I keep them. I don't know. It helps. Randy is just trying to stay fit and loose. That's all.
That's it.
Just fit and loose.
That's it. On the outside.
So just in case you find yourself locked up, things you can do in prison. Watch TV, stay fit, staying loose optional.
Don't do it.
I don't think you have an option, unfortunately. That's the part that scares me. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11. Thanks for being with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.